The name of my story is just what she needed. Elizabeth had a really good time at Sunday school this week. How about if you sit down so the ones behind you can see? Yeah, and it's just these three characters here and this one here. In her Sunday school class, they talked about how God really sticks with you even in the worst of times. And Elizabeth had some of those worst times this week. Yes, first, even though her Aunt Gertrude loves her very much, in fact, she is very strict. You see, Elizabeth's dad is on a business trip, and her mom went along too, so Aunt Gertrude is watching Elizabeth and her brother and sister. Her mom and dad are in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania in Africa. Do you see them way far away? Do you see them? Yeah. Yes. In Tanzania in Africa. And they are visiting her dad's brother, Uncle Wallace. And that's Aunt Naomi and Baby Ruth and her cousin, what's her cousin's name? Esther. And her favorite cousin is, her favorite cousin is Martin. Yes. Many people in the community where Martin lives have poor access. How about if you sit down, honey? Yeah, that's Elizabeth. Yeah. They have poor access to water. I mean, water that you use to drink or wash your hands or brush your teeth, they don't have it. Think of all the water you use every day. That's not easy for many of the people who live in parts of Africa. Elizabeth's father is a water engineer, so he goes over and helps supervise the drawing of new water wells and the installation of them. But back to Aunt Gertrude. Okay, she is so strict that when she says it's time for piano practice, she means right now it's time for piano practice. And the same goes for supper time or bedtime or even like the little twins, Edward and Ella, have to obey that right now. And that means that Elizabeth often is helping Edward and Ella get ready right now. And she has had no time to play with Barabbas at all. And that makes her sad. And her parents don't get back home for another week. I really miss my mommy and daddy, Elizabeth thought. But right then, Aunt Gertrude said, child, it is time, that means right now, to help with the supper dishes. But when Elizabeth got to the kitchen, it was one of those moments when something unexpectedly good happened. Aunt Gertrude said, please come here, child. Elizabeth did. And Aunt Gertrude said, you have been very helpful, and you have stuck with all the extra chores I have expected of you. I thought you might like this sticker that I paid for at the dollar store. And this is the sticker that Aunt Gertrude gave her. It says, love. And Aunt Gertrude put it on Elizabeth's fur right there on the side. Yeah. And Aunt Gertrude said, she said, that sticker sticks on you really well, and my love for you sticks really well, but God's love sticks even better than any regular sticker could ever hold. Yes. And Elizabeth went over, and she hugged Aunt Gertrude. Oh, thank you. Oh, said Elizabeth, what happened to your neck, Aunt Gertrude? And do you see, Aunt Gertrude's neck is broken. Yes. And Aunt Gertrude said that none of your concern, child. So Elizabeth went back over with Ella and Edward. What happened next? Okay. Maybe this week you could have some stickers, and maybe you have some, maybe you don't. But if you had a sticker, you could give it to a person that seems to be having a difficult time, a sad time. Maybe their mommy and daddy is away, or maybe their kitty cat died, whatever. Or maybe they're even having a good time. And when you give them that sticker, you could say, I love you, and God loves you, and he will just stick with loving you forever. And you know, when you were baptized, you know that, here, we'll let that alone, honey, that breaks. When you got baptized, you know what was put on your forehead? Have you ever learned? A cross. And you can't see it now, can you? But that cross sticks on you. It stays there for eternity. That cross always marks that you're baptized. Yeah. So God's love sticks with you. Well, and then Aunt Gertrude said, it's time to dry the silverware, have the twins sort it out into the correct piles of spoons and forks and knives. And Elizabeth felt loved. But she was also kind of worried about Aunt Gertrude's neck. The end.